Colossus. From Duper the Red Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Colossus vs. the World, an actual play podcast where a man with little to no knowledge about the Marvel Universe is nonetheless determined to conquer using the Russian X-Man known as Colossus. I'm Pedro, the creator and GM of Colossus vs. the World, and with me is my brother Frank, who will be playing the role of Colossus. In our first episode, Colossus accepted an invitation to meet with Cyclops about the future of the X-Men in the Xavier Mansion. That meeting ended abruptly when Colossus murdered Scott Summers and donned his ruby red visors. We join Colossus now as he introduces himself to the rest of the school.
Colossus versus the world.
All right, so
Okay, so.
Yeah, you jam a piece of the desk through his throat, and the only thing ruby red about him now is the blood that's gushing out.
Oh, I ball him up and I throw him out the window.
Oh my god, the kids scream and scatter.
All right, what's the quickest way to get to the Blackbird?
You've got to get to the first sub basement.
All right.
So you walk out into the library?
No, I just I don't walk. I'm in solid steel form.
Wait,
I'm
fucking running. Fly?
No. I'm running in solid steel form, crashing through crashing through walls with Scott in tow. With the shades on.
Yeah. You run forward, you break through the first wall. There's a door right there, but you decide to Kool-Aid man your way into the library. The kids have already heard this and already screaming and running, so you burst through there, books flying everywhere, education slapping kids in the face as you continue your dash forward. You duck into the gallery, and you start running down the halls. Jesus Christ. As you're doing that, you're running forward, and then you hear a familiar pimp noise.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Pietro, what are you doing? And you right from behind you, you see an old friend, Nightcrawler, the fuzzy blue elf of the X-Men.
All right. Can I pivot and then slam Scott into him? Like I'm punching with Scott?
Yeah, I'll give you throw a D6 on that.
Sweet.
Oh my god.
I got a 1 on a D6.
I'll take it. I'm at 2D6 and a D8 for the Doom Pool.
I'm going to spend a plot point. I got an 18 with a D4. I'm not letting go of Cyclops, by the way.
Got to burn a Doom die, but
You
swing Cyclops and he's bimf, just disappears. And then reappears behind you, and Cyclops crashes into the wall and breaks his own painting. And Kurt screams like, Pietro, why? Stop this madness! And he is going to go on the attack. So basically, he teleports behind you. You feel his prehensile tail whip around and wrap around your neck.
Oh, I'm going to use godlike strength to break out of it. I got a 9 with a D12.
Well, he can't hurt you because your durability is too high. But he did manage to get a D8 grapple complication on you. So he's got his tail wrapped around you now, and you don't know what he's going to do next. So that's the end of the round. His turn. He gets to go now. 20 with a D8. And he's screaming, Pietro, calm down. What's happened to you? Is someone in your mind?
I got a 1 on a D8.
I'll take it.
Oh, that's a 10. I guess I'll go like Kurt, and I'll drop Cyclops.
All right, so that puts you at a D12 complication. Remember, in this game, there's three different types of attacks you can do. You can do emotional, physical, or mental. Are you trying to appeal to his emotional side?
Yeah, so I'll deactivate.
Oh.
And drop Cyclops and stop struggling. Go. Kurt, help. And I'm gonna, I guess I'll appeal to his emotional side with psych expert.
All right, go. Go for it.
Kurt, help. I'm not a dude distressed Russian. Oh, looking hot over here. I got a 9 with a D8.
You beat him, so with a D8?
Yeah.
All right, so he's got a D8 emotional stress now. He's not letting loose of his grip, but he's not doing anything else. And he's like he's taken aback by that. And he's like, Pedro, are they gone? Are they out of your head now? How do I know? And he's really not doing anything for his round. So it goes back to you.
Can I half transform and then deactivate? Can I start forming up and then go no, I'm fighting back?
Oh, sure, sure.
I'll say about a block away, the Hellfire Club.
What the hell do you know about the fucking Hellfire Club?
I read one comic once. That's why I didn't want to name anyone.
Yeah.
Because I was going to go Sebastian Shaw, but then I remember that I don't think he's got mental stuff. It's got a 9 with a D6.
All right, let's see. Yeah. No, so he's getting real. You step up to a D10 now because you succeeded. So he says, the Hellfire Club. Where? It's his turn, but he's foregoing. He's trying to talk to you. Tell me, what are they doing?
They're kidnapping mutants. I don't know why. It was dark. I got a 1 on a D4.
All right, I'm taking it.
Because I got a 12 with a D6.
And
what's up?
How
do you do?
You push him to D12. He's looking really stressed out. He's not sure what to do, and he's like, "Do they still live in your mind, Pietro?" And he's, it's your turn. He's not doing anything. Make it count. You gotta throw him at. You gotta hit him with something hard.
Oh God! They managed. They're here, but I know they've got Gyric helping them.
Gyric.
Yeah, it's a gamble, but it's a gamble I'm about to fucking take. Got 1 on a D4.
All right, I'll take it.
God. Damn it.
All right. What'd you get? 11?
11 with a D4.
Oh, my God. If I could show you the double ones I just rolled.
Ooh!
So
it's tasty.
He releases the complication off of you.
Yep.
And he steps back and he says, the Hellfire Club and Gyric. Why? And he takes a step back and he's emotionally complicated out.
Yeah, so I'm going back into hostile form.
And just essentially taking him out?
I'm uppercutting him.
Yeah, so he leaves himself wide open to this, and you uppercut him through the first floor. His body doesn't come back down. What are you doing?
Going after him. Can I jump up?
Yeah, so you leap up, and you see him. He's taken the hit, but it's what's keeping him down is the emotional complication, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, they're still in you, my friend. And now you're going for the hit?
Now I'm going for the kill. I'm sorry, P. These are characters you love. And I'm...
You knew damn fucking well what you were going to do when you came into this game. Don't give me that.
I really did. I just didn't know. I had to kill Kurt. Kurt, I don't know.
Just fucking pull the trigger, man. Don't.
Don't worry, I'm doing it. I've got a 6 with a D12.
That's, you beat it by 5s, obviously, so you've stepped up. How do you kill Kutzvagna, the Nightcrawler?
I just punch his throat in. No, I punch him through the heart.
What?
I punch him through the heart.
Jesus, yes, you crush his ribs into his heart and end the life of America's fuzzy elf, you son of a bitch. Bamps his way into the fucking afterlife. Go ahead and make a note of that.
We're an hour in. I've got 2 fucking kills already. This is great.
And then you can feel...
Shit.
Even though you're not you don't suffer the effects of it, you can see the entire area start to frost up. And you can hear ice form up and solidify as you hear someone just from behind just scream at you. And there's no words. There's just raw emotion.
Really, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe this. Bobby, you too?
Got X-Men coming out the fucking woodwork to come at me. God, I can't tell you how much I'm loving this. Like, I feel bad because, like, I really liked X-Men First Class or whatever that movie was with Nightcrawler.
You know, I'm leaving that part in the fucking podcast. You can fucking live with that shit.
First Class, Homecoming.
I had to burn some Doom dice to get a sweet, sweet 12 with a D8 as he's attempting to freeze hell over.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to work.
He's going for a frozen complication.
We're going to make that a 18 with a D8
effect die. Yeah, so he starts to, the ice starts to freeze all around you, and you just punch your way through and shatter it immediately. It's your turn.
Where is he? Can I see him?
Yeah, he just flew in from the window. Like, he crashed through on an ice sled. On an ice slide. And he's screaming at you. His hands are outstretched. And you just see, like, shards of ice fly everywhere as he coats the entire area and tries to form ice and encase you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give the most vicious axe handle smash I can.
You're going to rush forward and do it?
Yeah, kind of like Hagar style.
Oh, my God.
Violent ox. The 10 with the
D12. Yeah, so you rush for that action handle smash, right? And he lets his slide drop. Like, he lets it, like, slant, and he slides underneath your legs and completely dodges the attack.
I'm going to follow through with a heel kick. That's the stuff. 20 with the D6.
Jesus.
You never see it coming.
All right, so he slides underneath you, and then as soon as he starts to stand up, you just jump up, you drop kick him in the chest and send him flying back a few feet, and he's just full of rage, and you can watch as the entire area starts to ice over. You watch as he puts his hand out, and you watch as cold starts to swirl around his arm, and he starts to form up this massive, like, growth of icicles that, like, it looks like a giant claw, essentially. And he's still screaming as this just forms up all around him, right? And it's getting ready to stretch out towards you as well. New round. He's going to rush forward and try to wrap this entire ice construct around you.
Bunch of tricky bastards.
22 with a D8, man.
Jesus balls.
Yeah, the entire area is icing over. The walls, the ceiling, the floor, it's all just coating in ice as his rage is unleashing.
I got two ones on two D8.
I'm going to take both of those.
Damn it. Well, I got a 15 with the D4 because I don't have an effect die.
So you feel the ice surrounding you, and it's dangerously close to encasing you completely. And he's just screaming and bringing more and more of the moisture in the air to a freezing halt around your body.
I'm just going to stare at him with my ruby shades on.
Just drives him insane.
I'm going to just take my fist and just slam it through the ice. Are you ballsing me here? I'm going to take one plot point. I'm going to make this a mean 13 with a D12.
You twist your body, you shake your shoulders, and then you just X-Men arcade style. Flex your way out of the ice.
I'm just going to straight punch him in the chest. No, I kick him in the fucking nuts. I got one on a D8.
One on D8, I'll take it.
So we're going to make this a 19 with a D6.
All right. So he's going to raise up that kind of ice claw and try to block you with that. Burn a doom die.
Oh, and, what?
Yeah, I just barely. Like, that ice, you start to, like, you almost crack through the ice, and he just keeps... He's forcing more ice into it, and he's kind of repairing it almost as you crack through it. So you did put some cracks in it, and then by the time he pushes you off, he's repaired it.
I know, he built acid up. Damn it. He's so mad. It's not like he saw it.
Man, you're wearing the motherfuckers' visors.
Yeah, but that could just mean anything. Maybe they just sell Ruby Quartz visors in Telenyarsk. Or they give them out for free because it's cool like that because they're Russian. They don't take money for goods. Just honest work.
19 with a D12. He's trying to grapple you again with that asset. With his giant ice claw. Okay.
23 with a D6.
20, Jesus. All right, so, yeah, that ice starts to form around you, and you just crack, and you just crash, throwing blow after blow, and he still has his ass, ice claw, but you've broken away anything that he used to try to gain on you.
I don't know their relationship, but I had to imagine the Iceman and Kurt were kind of close.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't said a word, he's just been screaming at you.
I'll wait till he wears his voice out. You talk rationally about this.
Oh my god. Alright, he's going for something different this time. He's not getting anywhere with that, so he's trying to absolutely coat the ground with so much ice that you can't move. Rolled a one. So he's trying to coat the ground. How are you trying to stop him from doing this?
I'm just going to break the ground.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna take the stunt. I'm gonna take the opportunity. He's focusing on the ground, right?
Yeah.
While he's distracted, I'm just gonna kick his claw. Yeah, I got that with a D12. I got an 8 with a D12. Yeah, I'm going to attack his claw. An 18 with a D12.
You got it. So, yeah, you crash into the ground and you cause the ground to kind of splinter and split. It throws him off his game, and as soon as he looks like he's just off his game a little bit, you rush forward, and then you crash your fist through the ice claw, and you slam like his whole arm against the wall and leave an impact in the wall as well.
Not stopping momentum.
Yep.
I'm going to follow up with just a haymaker to the head. Got a 1 on a D6.
I'll take it. Doom pulls now at D6, D10, D8.
Okay, I'm going to spend that plot point to make this a 12, a 19 with a D8.
Oh my god. All right, so you don't, you rush forward. He tries to, like, form some ice up, or he's panicked, doesn't know what to do. And what did you do? You did a haymaker?
To the head, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, you slam into his head, bits of ice fly off, and you landed a D12 on him. And he's trying to recover. He has no idea, but he's looking around, and he's just like, "You son of a bitch!" And
watch your mouth.
This piece of shit has nothing to do. I really thought he'd be like, "Oh my god, how do you deal with this guy?"
Well, it kind of was, to be honest. I was kind of sweating it. But all it takes is one good haymaker.
Guess so. 20 with a D4.
To what?
He's growing ice off the walls and trying to slam you between two walls in an attempt to freeze you out.
Well, I got a 14 with a D12.
He grows the condensation. He grows the bit of ice on each side of the wall, slams his hands together. And then the ice just rips out of the wall and starts to slam into you in different kind of horizontal pillars crashing in your body, trying to hold you in place. The halls are coating with ice, and you see that his grand plan seems to be something much bigger than what he's been doing. That is to say that there is a D12 and a D10 in the Doom Pool.
Are you bullshitting me?
He looks like he might be trying to ice over the entire school. Trying to shut this fight out completely. He's going to ice the entire place. He's going to iceberg this whole fucking school. And you're just now seeing what he's doing. 8 with a D12.
Okay, I'll say that I got a 1 on a D8.
Woof. Yeah, I'll take it.
I got to end this fight next hit.
Yep. 2D12 in the Doom Pool now.
Well, I got an 18 with a D12.
Yeah, you shatter the new pillars coming at you.
I'm gonna take the desk and I'm just gonna slam it into him.
Okay. Yeah. But, so there's a large, old beautiful oak desk next to you.
Yeah, it's falling down.
Yep.
I got one plot point. Win or lose, I win. Oh, Lord have mercy. This is a 21 with a d12.
I rolled a fucking 6.
So how is he?
He's been better.
Just me while I touch the sky.
So you put him in a D10 fucking trauma. So, what? Describe your attack again.
I take the oak table, the nice old oak table, and yeah. I just spin it into his chest.
Spin it?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright, so you rush forward and you swing the desk into his chest, and you watch as he flies back, crashes into a nearby wall. Half of him is shattered, and he's knocked out laying on the ground.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Is there any ice in the area still? Like spikes?
Yeah, the whole place is coated in ice.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a big chunk of ice and slam it into his chest to finish him off.
You're gonna shatter him with fucking ice?
Yes.
Wow, so you beat him down with ice. Until you shatter him.
I'm gonna take his belt. I wear it.
Oh my god. Thanks for listening to Colossus vs. the World. I hope that, unlike me, you aren't attached to anyone, because it looks like this is going to be a rough podcast for you otherwise. Colossus vs. the World releases every 2 weeks. If you can't wait to hear what happens next, consider becoming a supporter at patreon.com/worldwalkers. If you become a supporter, you'll gain access to the next episode right now, and you'll also gain exclusive content from my D&D podcast, Worldwalkers. If you want to follow us online, you can follow me on Twitter at worldwalkerspod, and you can find Frank on Twitter at Kazalt378. KAZALT378. Thanks for listening.
Well, I also note that I did not take a drink of that vodka.
Yeah, I know. That was interesting.
I wanted to put some on Cyclops, actually, but I didn't do it. Literally, Cyclops had too much to drink and I had to put him down.